Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Guns OG just making a video about the dating pool. Well, let's go. Hope you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yes, friends, look at the dating pool now. Yes, the dating market or whatever you want to call this fucking shithole fucking menagerie of bullshit. Yes, all these women are pretty much the same. They all look the same, just have little quirks, but they all do the same bullshit. Yes, friends, women are fucking such lovely creatures, aren't they? Until they start doing their bullshit, when is all the fucking time. Fun times indeed. But be careful with women, they lie fucking day in and day out. Yes, look in this picture on the left, they look fucking beautiful and sexy. But look them on the right, they got their little fucking beer bellies. Yes, you wanna fucking fall for this fucking lovely ladies? Yeah, so pretty. But then they got their little kangaroo pouch. Oh no, they're not perfect. But they want you to be perfect, so what the fuck? What the fuck, right? Well, what other bullshit do they do? I wonder. Let's find out. Yes, you can't win with these women. You're supposed to be beautiful, but you come home to these fat bitches. Yes, and they're mud sharks, and you want to be dealing with this kind of shit? Are you that thirsty? You're gonna find these fucking mud sharks with their little fucking half-breed nigglets, and you have to be fucking daddy. You want to be daddy to these fucking creatures? Enjoy! Yes, friends, I have a fucking clip of a crazy lady doing her bullshit. Let's watch this fucking bullshit. Yes, women fucking think they're so beautiful and tasty, and then you open up to them and then you dry up their pussy. Because women are fucking psycho. Look at this fucking bitch. She's in New York. She's not even a good looking bitch, but this fucking Asian clown thinks she's fucking hot shit and she could do all kinds of fucking things. So let's see her fucking talk about her Down syndrome. Let's play the clip.
I was 20 to 21 in New York City. I was single and ready to fuck.
Yeah, she was 20 to 21 and she was ready to fuck. This fucking Asian gook bitch, she's fucking ugly. Look at her face. She looks like a fucking retarded or something in the way she talks. She sounds stupid. But because she's young and tasty, oh yeah, everybody wants to fuck her. But she's not pretty. Yeah, I would fuck her too. So 21-year-old bitch fucking spreading her legs open? Yeah, fucking awesome, but she seems fucking retarded, but pussy's pussy, right? Let's see what other shit this bitch says.
You know, freshly just put a restraining order on my ex-boyfriend. The first thing I did...
What the fuck? What does your ex-boyfriend have a restraining order? Huh? Why? Why? Yes, you're fucking insane, you fucking bitch, but yet you blame him. You should take accountability for your life. Oh yeah, that's right, women and fucking accountability. It's like Superman with kryptonite, huh? Okay, whatever, let's continue.
It was post a thirst trap on Instagram and then go on here.
What the fuck, you gonna do a thirst trap? What the fuck, you look like olive oil from fucking Popeye. No, you're one skinny bitch. Hey, if I put my dick inside of you, I bet I could wear you like a condom. You're so fucking tight, that's for damn sure. But you're so fucking tiny and small and skinny. You need to eat something, you dumb bitch. Yeah, stop eating all that fucking rice and fish. Eat some fucking beef, you dumb cunt. But yeah, the only beef you like is inside your pussy, huh? You fucking bitch. You fucking worthless whore. But now you're fucking single. Enjoy.
I'm not proud of it, but all of my friends are getting cuffed and dick down without me, so I'm...
Probably because your friends are younger and hotter than you? Yeah, you're an ugly duckling, and also you're getting older. Every day, you're getting fucking older and older, and there's a new crop of young bitches out there, so yeah. I know you're an Asian bitch, and Asian bitches are fucking fun to fuck, but when you get old, it's like poof! You turn from young hot Asian whore to an old granny. Enjoy! Oh, there you go. This bitch is into finance dudes and stuff like that. So this is the real life Celestina? No, because Celestina has fucking nice titties and a pretty face. This thing just looks like something they got fucking crapped out of. Well, whatever, right? Not everyone could be a number 10, right? Well, sex dolls are perfect 10s. And this is a 4 maybe? Maybe? And I'm being generous? Whatever, let's continue.
Someone who would match my ambitions, or be even more ambitious than
you. Even more ambitious than you? Gee, I think your fucking ambition is nothing but fucking penis and fucking being retarded. So yeah, What kind of ambition is that? Fucking women, man. The shit they fucking come out in their brains. Well, just another reason why women shouldn't have rights, in my opinion. But what do I know? I'm just a stupid wetback. Well, anyways, let's continue.
Usually I like to date older, so I was surrounded by people with stupid amounts of fucking money.
Well, you have the body. Not really, but you know, some people think that. And they have the money. So guess what? You have something to give, and they have something to give. So that'd be a match made in heaven. But no, because your brain is fucked, like your fucking rotten ass pussy. It's all fucking fucked, and nope, you get nothing, lady. Enjoy.
But also zero empathy. Hitting here is like revolving doors, and everybody has a roster.
Well, guess what? They're Greek gods, and you look like a Gorgon. Yes, you're a fucking ugly little bitch, and these fools have fucking money, looks, power, and all kinds of shit. And that's what got your pussy wet. So what do you think? You have to play fucking bitch, and I bet you don't like it, right? Because we're supposed to be in the day of women, huh? The future is female? Fuck you! Just an opinion, but let's continue. Women's rights is a fucking joke. Look at the shit that women do with their quote-unquote rights. They'd rather be around fucking being passed around like a fucking beer can and get fucked by all these dudes. And then when they're right there alone and forgotten all old and shit, they start crying, "We're on the minute!" Well, they're fucking the new crop of 20-year-olds. And too bad, so sad. Better luck next time. Fuck you. Next.
They take me to really nice restaurants and bars too, but you know, it doesn't really mean anything unless they're, you know, showing up for you consistently.
Gee lady, it'll be really fucking stupid on these guys' parts to fall in love with a whore. Cause that's what you are, a whore. And not a pretty looking whore either, so no. Fuck you. Let's continue. You fell in love easily? No, it's because this guy had money, power, and all this stuff, and that's what turned you on. Yeah, you don't give a fuck about him. You just like the fucking the status that he represented, not the person himself, but whatever, let's continue.
You can imagine how vegan is semen packaging in one.
Well, my opinion is, I think, is that you were drowning in semen. You fucking dirty ass whore. Enjoy.
Also, it made me super insecure about aging. Like, these guys are only looking at you because you're a young, hot Asian babe.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. It looks like you're in Delulu land. Yes, lady. You are not fucking young. Yeah, you are young, but not young as you used to be. Hot? Highly dubious. Asian? Yeah, fucking Asian people are fun to fuck. And a babe? I think not. Look at your face. It's fucking shaped all fucking weird. You fucking look plain at best. He's like, no, bitch. You be like something that would fuck just because you spread your legs open for me to be in a relationship with you? No! Fuck off. Let's continue.
Aging is not something women can control, so you might as well be with someone.
Yes, exactly. Women can't change their age, just like how men can't change their fucking height. So you fucking bitches, start fucking going for these fucking giants. Yeah, men come in different sizes themselves too, so what the fuck, bitches? Stop being stupid, but hell, it's a fucking disease. Anyways, let's continue.
So, obviously, I've been through the ringer in this city as a young hoe.
Hell, at least she acknowledges that she's a hoe. And she just says it just like matter-of-factly. Yeah, but when you call them fucking hoes, oh no! You're a monster! Fucking double standards much, you dumb bitch. But whatever, let's continue.
But that's why I've been celibate for 6 months now. I wanted to breathe in love again. But also, that was a...
What the fuck? So what, you're taking a rest day like if you're working out your fucking muscles? Yes, I understand that pussy is a fucking muscle and shit, but fucking A, what? So because you fucking took 6 months off, you think your pussy's gonna go back to its virgin state again or some shit? What the fuck? Absolutely, what the fuck? These women, they're fucking Down syndrome, and they're trying to take over the world. Shit. What the fuck is that gonna do, man? Fucking A. Well, you guys are stupid enough to give these bitches rights, so this is the fucking end result, so enjoy.
Time of my life where I met the most interesting people, like all of my dating stories are just fucking insane.
Fucking stupid, yes, this bitch fucking has stories of her being fucking a whore. But yeah, the older you get, the fucking less your fucking prospects you're gonna have. Yes, when you're young, you are in the best fucking breeding age, because the older you get, SpaghettiOs. Yes, it's not a good thing, but women are gonna do women bullshit, so enjoy. Yes, friends, I got this clip of this fucking nigger bitch spitting facts. Yeah, she's doing it like Terrence Pops with the fucking board going, winning! But no, these bitches ain't winning. Yes, Terrence Pops is a funny-ass motherfucker. I do like his fucking show. That Blaine dude, he's kind of annoying. I think I would fucking punch him in the face. Yeah, he probably sucks Terrence Pops' dick. Well, whatever, you gotta make yourself useful somehow, right? Well, anyways, let's talk about this fucking bitch. Right? Anyways, let's continue.
The older you get, the less men want you.
Yes, if you're an old fucking hag, it's gonna be too much fucking work, and dude wants a fucking young bitch to fucking breed with. If you're fucking ancient, no, nobody wants to fuck that shit. Yeah, do you want to eat that silver cotton candy? Enjoy!
Some old bitches get no love.
No love, I think you mean no dick. Yes, you wouldn't deny us men from love because you want to fucking date all these big ass tall dudes and with big ass fucking cocks. And what happens to our short kings? What do they get? Nothing! So fuck you, bitches. That's what you get. Enjoy.
Alright, the older you get, the less men are going to want you in the dating market. Number two, when you are dating, your degrees and accolades mean.
Yes, all those degrees that you have, women, doesn't mean shit to us men. Only thing we care about, if you're young, you're fucking pleasant, and you're fucking not causing bullshit. That's all we care about. But no, you think because you have a master's degree in fucking underwater basket weaving and sucking dick that's gonna fucking mean something? No! All we want you to do is just be nice, don't fucking be a bitch, and don't get fat. That's all you have to do. But no, you rather do other bullshit. Yes, women are just projecting. They get all these degrees and all that shit because that's the type of dude that they want. But stop being stupid. You should concentrate on being fucking pretty and fucking sweet. Not fucking ABCs and degrees and whatever. But whatever, let's continue.
Nothing. Bitches don't give a fuck about your accolades, how many degrees you have. In fact, the only people that give a fuck about your accolades and your degrees are other bitches that are in competition with you and men that want to hire you for a job.
Yes, you women are fucking stupid. You become men to try to attract the men that you want, but does it get that to you? No, nobody wants a fucking bad boss bitch. You women are fucking stupid. Just go back into the kitchen, make those sandwiches, and spread your legs open to your husband and not to fucking the milkman and all those other niggers and whatnots. Yes, just be with one man and love him for the rest of your days, and you will be protected and loved. But no, you'd rather be whores. Enjoy.
Number three, this is a really good one. You don't intimidate men.
Women don't intimidate shit. They're fucking stupid and retarded. They deserve no fucking rights. They're fucking full of Down syndrome. But yeah, you let these women do whatever the fuck they want. That is so fucking stupid. You just send them to the kitchen, get them pregnant. That's all they're good for. And then I don't do that fucking job that well. So no, women, you're losing all your fucking rights. You do some shit, so fuck you. Let's continue.
Men don't give a fuck how successful you are. It doesn't intimidate them. You can never compete or compare to a man.
Yes, ladies, you should listen to Shaniqua Bonafante Vincent III or whatever this bitch's name is. Yes, you women are fucking dumb. Stop doing that shit, but you do you, boo.
Number four is really gonna hurt a lot of you bitches' feelings, but I don't give a fuck because I'm here to give you facts.
Yep, this bitch is a typical chick. She doesn't give a fuck about your feelings. She'll rip you a new one. So yeah, as she's attacking other women, imagine what she's gonna do to you guys. Yes, and you want these women? Enjoy!
So, number four. Your kids are liabilities.
Yes, your fucking kids are a liability, and no one should want to be around that kind of shit, so fuck you. Your stupid little nigger children fucking suck, and you fucking suck. So you think fucking men want to be around this shit? You're fucking stupid. Us men, we deserve better than this shit, but you think we deserve fucking other people's sloppy seconds. Fuck you. Don't accept these instant families. No, you should have your own family with a virgin, not with these fucking ghouls and goblins. But hell, that's the kind of shit that people want us to be with. No, the world fucking shits on men, even though that we built this fucking world. Fucking men are just fucking trash to everyone else. But no, men are gonna take over this fucking shit. Yes, because this is our world, so fuck you. Let's continue.
Your kids are liabilities to any man that they don't belong to.
Facts. Nobody wants to fucking kids. Why? The guy didn't make them? Yeah, the only time a guy will accept this is either A, he's fucking a weak-ass little weak bitch, or B, he's a fucking pedophile, and he's going through you so he could fuck your kids. So either way, it's not a good fucking thing. Just an opinion, but what the fuck do I know? And remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only, and this is my fucking delusionals. And apparently, I am fucking delusional, so let's continue.
Asset to you, liability to them. Number 5. Men hate extra shit.
What? What do you mean, bitch? What the fuck do you mean about having extra shit? More is better. The only thing that fucking sucks, if it's bullshit. If that's what you're talking about, shenanigans, then yes, fuck that bullshit. But it's like having an extra, like, piece of pie or something? Then no, that's fucking awesome. But I doubt it, this bitch is gonna give you a pie. And definitely not a hair pie, fucking bitch. And besides, why the hell do you wanna fuck a nigger chick? That is gross. But you do you, boo. Let's continue.
And when I say extra shit, niggas hate long nails, big ass eyelashes, makeup. Think.
Oh, you mean all that fucking illusion magic that you do, all the press on nails and the fucking extensions and all that shit? Yeah, because you're fucking faking it. You put fake tits on, fake ass implants, fucking eyelashes, and all this fucking paint all over your face like a clown. Yes, you look like a fucking Patrick Starr fucking as a tranny. Yes, friends, fucking women with their bullshit. Yes, I hate fucking fakeness, and all this shit is fakeness. So yes, men do hate this extra shit. So yeah, let's continue.
That you take extra time to do, they hate that shit. I want to give you bitches a brownie, okay? This is a really, really good one.
Oh, I wonder if she's gonna give you herpes. Yes, the gift that keeps on giving. Enjoy.
Lacking accountability will keep you single, bitch.
Oh yes, that is a good one. Accountability. Yeah, didn't she say that twice or some shit? Oh, if not, it should have been twice. Yes, these stupid bitches think they could lie, cheat, and steal, and that shit's not gonna bite them in the ass. Oh no, that shit will get to you eventually, because remember, you are gonna get old, and then your illusion magic is gonna disappear, and they're gonna see that your inside now matches your outside. Ugly inside and ugly in the out, so yeah, bitch, enjoy.
Let me know if I...
Yes, women fucking suck, and not in the good way. They do some stupid shit, but that's the world that we live in. That's why women need to lose all their fucking rights, put them back in the kitchen, pregnant and barefoot. That's all they do. They like fucking other people, so maybe we should start fucking them. Yes, take all their rights away, because these stupid bitches always fucking get in your way and try to take your stuff. So no, friends, don't let these women do whatever the fuck they want. You gotta turn around and fight fire with fire. Yes, and these bitches, they have nothing to do because they're weaker than you. They're just gonna fall in line and they're gonna fucking take it. Yeah, like a submissive wife's supposed to be.
Are you serious right now?
Supposed to be in the kitchen making you sandwiches and babies. But no, they'd rather be stupid. Well, yes, Iran is gonna take this shit away from us. Yes, it's gonna turn the fucking world into a multipolar world, and all this fucking bullshit will go away. We'll still have to do fucking take women's rights away, but don't worry, friends, I know it's scary. I'm kinda scared myself too, but no, it's change. Embrace the change, and change with the times. Don't get left behind. Something to think about, friends. Well, I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
We are going to make our country great again.